If you follow me on my YouTube channel, you know that I recently uploaded a video in which I talk about books that are famous, not because of their subject matter or authors, but because they are popular on TikTok. If you haven't seen my channel yet, I invite you to visit it and watch the video I'm making reference to. Hello everyone, I'm Irene Ridarelli, writer, blogger, and a passionate reader. And this is Into the Books. Although I would love to do it, unfortunately, I don't have enough time to explain in detail what I mentioned in that video. Besides that, the subject of it was modern romance books, and that it gave me the idea for today's topic, to talk about a classic and less popular book. Have you ever heard of Johan Goethe's book Elective Affinities? If you haven't, I hope today's episode will positively surprise you. The title of the book comes from the chemical term elective affinities, which is defined as the natural tendency of chemical species to react with certain elements rather than others to form new compounds. The story is about the life of a married couple who share her house with her husband's friend and the wife's niece, and who are faced with the disintegration of their relationship and the formation of two new couples, which are separated in a very short of time by a series of adverse events that will lead to a tragic end to the story. The novel, which is set in the 18th century, deals with the theme of two mistaken couples searching in vain for an ideal and deeper love relationship, which the author uses to develop a pessimistic image of the end of aristocratic society and the moral inflexibility of that time that prevent them to make all the kind of decisions. There is no doubt that this is a very interesting novel, but it is the finesse with which Goethe succeeds to manage to amalgamate the laws of chemistry and natural sciences to human psychology, and capturing them in a literary form that definitely makes this book a masterpiece of literature. The elusive, possibilistic, and terribly ambiguous nature of this novel may seem a bit disconcerting to the reader, who may find himself or herself asking so many questions throughout the story without finding any answers. But trust me when I tell you that once you finish the book, the reader's perspective won't be the same. Before I say goodbye, I would like to remind you that I talk about books in more detail on my YouTube channel, and if you want to learn more about them, you can find a link to my channel in the description box below. As usual, I'll see you next week. Bye!